This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is certainly great news that two more hostages have been released. They are elderly. God willing, they will be well. They are 85 and 79 years old. Two ladies. They are Israeli ladies. They were taken from their homes and kidnapped. And apparently the youngest of the hostages, at least that people know about, is less than a year old. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? One can only imagine and hope for further releases. And it, at least it means that there's some conversation going on. And there are 218 more hostages whose lives, God willing, will be spared and saved. Meanwhile, we have a problem here in the United States. And the problem we have in the United States is not an existential problem. It's not a problem that means the end of the republic as we know it. Doesn't mean the end of democracy. There's too much talk on both sides, on both the Republican and the Democratic side, particularly about the end of democracy and the threat to democracy and the breakdown of our system. And, okay, what you have right now is a little bit of dysfunction. You can call it, if you want, electile dysfunction on the part of the House of Representatives of the United States. And somebody who knows about this firsthand is the former Speaker of the House, the late Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And he had this to say about the continuing saga of trying to find someone who is willing to be Speaker of the House. This is clip 18.
Just know this is not a time to play games. This is embarrassing for the Republican Party. It's embarrassing for the nation.
Okay, yes, it is embarrassing. And how embarrassing? Okay, CNN's Jake Tapper approached Mike Turner, who's a very good guy. He's a representative from Ohio. And he's one of those members of the House Republican Conference who isn't running for Speaker. There are nine of them who are. And some of them outstanding. They would be fine as Speaker if they could ever get together on deciding on this. Jake Tapper approached Mike Turner on the upcoming continuing Speaker saga and asked a pertinent but perhaps impolite question. This is clip 6.
I hope you don't take this personally, but do you guys have any idea how clownish you look?
Well, you know, Jake, I'm very fond of saying that Congress is a lot like high school, but even more so. So hopefully we'll get past this. And, you know, I certainly have been part of the governing majority, and I'm going to stay part of that and look forward to those who are on the fringes hopefully coming together so that we can get a speaker.
I said that to Congressman Womack last week, high school, and he said that that's an insult to high school students. It's more like junior high.
More like junior high? It's more like preschool. Because at least at junior high, there's some kind of perceptive power dynamic going on. This is actually one of the political ads that they used in Israel several elections ago. And again, they've had a flurry of recent elections. It showed sort of the leaders of Knesset of the different parties as really obnoxious kids in a preschool, throwing blocks at each other and throwing water at each other and hitting each other and screaming and tearing out, pulling the hair of the girls. And suddenly there's somebody who comes in and makes order with all these kids who are running wild. And they say, who are you, the babysitter? And babysitter is a word that they have in Hebrew, too, that in Israel. And he says, no, I'm the babysitter. And the idea being that Prime Minister Netanyahu is the one adult who can actually bring order to the chaos. I don't think he has that reputation anymore. He lost that a while ago. But Newt Gingrich, a fine job he did, and he did as Speaker of the House. He presided over the House of Representatives at a time that they worked with a Republican president, pardon me, with a Democratic president. The Republicans in the House worked with the Democratic president, Bill Clinton, to actually end the budget deficit. Do you know what? Think about what that would mean to the country right now if they could actually work together and move in that direction. Here is the suggestion for Newt Gingrich about how they come up with a new speaker. Clip 13.
Right now they can't govern, and I think that the eight people who betrayed the conference and joined the Democrats to defeat 96% of the conference unleashed furies that I don't think they'd even dreamed of, because they gave every person the right to be equally destructive and equally angry, and now it's a mess. Just a couple of observations. First, they should have stayed in. When they get back here, they should stay in. They should go into a conference, not come out, bring food in, and stay there. A very simple test. Can you get 217 votes? They shouldn't bring anybody out until they have 217. And second, that 217 has to be committed not just to elect a speaker, but to stick together for the next 5 or 6 months. They got big decisions coming down the road. There's a very real danger that they'll elect somebody, and 3 or 4 or 5 weeks from now, you're going to have a group of people blow up and decide to go back into the same mess.
Okay, and again, the one thing that he says that you might disagree with, he says, bring the food in. What if you starve them? I mean, a hunger strike, and Newt himself had some issues with his weight, as you'll recall. But if people were locked together and basically you would be rewarded with whatever your favorite food is, if you actually get together and choose a new speaker, there's something else that Newt Gingrich wished for that might be more possible, more realistic than the idea of locking them in a room until they actually make a decision. This is clip 13B.
So they need to pick somebody to get stability. I frankly wish that they, and Pliss and I have talked about this, I wish they had a woman candidate out of all the candidates they've got running. You know, so somebody like Elise Stefanik or Beth Van Dyne, who had been a mayor of a city before becoming a congressman. I think in some ways, given the level of rowdiness and the level of juvenile behavior, it's conceivable that a female speaker would be more effective in actually getting them all to get together and stick together. Hmm. That's the key. They have to learn to stick together.
Yeah, what they need is a babysitter. Is that basically what Speaker Gingrich is saying? and somebody who does have at least a little more maturity and experience in handling this kind of thing. As somebody who used to be in House leadership, that would be Liz Cheney. She was on Face the Nation. So what did she have to say about the current breakdown in the House of Representatives? And who is likely to emerge from the ongoing logjam that they have right now? I'll give you my own best guess, but who knows? We will get to that and more. There's also a killing of a synagogue president in the Detroit area, and actually close to downtown Detroit. But they say that there's no evidence of a hate crime as yet. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the situation as the Republicans struggle to find a Speaker of the House, we also have the new debates coming up, the new Republican debates, and this could be a much more significant, much more dramatic debate than we've had before, because right now there are only three candidates who have qualified, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. But no one else. Of course, President Trump would qualify, but he has already scheduled a rally to take place nearby this debate. The debate is right near his home at Mar-a-Lago, and he will be doing a rally at Hialeah, Florida. And basically hoping, of course, to get more people to tune in to watch his rally and to watch what will undoubtedly be a very long and substantive and high-level speech that he loves to give at his rallies. But with all of that going on and the intense back and forth that has begun between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, this really is coming down to selecting the most viable alternative to President Trump, because there clearly are a lot of Republicans and a lot of independents who Republicans need in order to win an election who would prefer an alternative to President Trump. I'm not questioning for a moment that he is the front runner at the moment, and probably the primaries, the early primaries, and the early caucuses could show that. But anyone who believes that it's quite a done deal is probably not paying as close attention as the choice of a new nominee or a choice of a familiar nominee, nominating Donald Trump for the third time in a row. That's also a distinct possibility. In any event, Liz Cheney was on Face the Nation. And she spoke about the Republican dysfunction in the House and the difficulty that they've had finding a speaker's candidate who is acceptable to 217 Republicans. That's all they need. They have 222 Republicans who were elected to serve in the lower house of the legislature. But they need to have those Republicans stick together, at least 217 of the 222, and then they'll have a new speaker. This is what former Congresswoman Cheney, who used to be the head of the Republican Congress in conference, they call it, in the House, and then she no longer had that position, and then she was voted out of office in a primary election in Wyoming, replaced by another conservative woman who had the support of President Trump. But here's Liz Cheney on Face the Nation, clip 15.
Look, I think what you're seeing right now in, among the Republicans in the House is a direct result of the decisions that Kevin McCarthy made to embrace Donald Trump, to embrace the most radical and extreme members of our party, to elevate them. So it's not a surprise that we are where we are, but it's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment. And there certainly are serious people among the Republicans. I hope that one of them particularly, I think it's important somebody not be an election denier. And I also think everybody should be asked tomorrow night at the candidate forum about this issue of Ukraine assistance. And they should be asked from the perspective of, we face a global challenge, an existential threat, and how in the world could anybody defend at this moment surrendering to one of our adversaries by walking away from Ukraine?
And by the way, that's a profound and important question. And most of the candidates for Speaker, of the nine who have made their positions clear, do support Ukraine and America's commitment to help Ukraine defend itself against the brutal invasion by Russia. Tom Emmer of Minnesota is probably the most likely winner of this contest. And Mr. Emmer, who is 62, is the highest-ranking Republican in the race, as reported by the New York Times. He has been endorsed by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy, remember, remains popular. He only had 8 members of the Republican conference in the House voting against him. So the fact that McCarthy has endorsed Tom Emmer works in his behalf. Tom Emmer also came close to winning the governorship of Minnesota. And when I say close, it was less than 1% that celebrated him from Mark Dayton, who is heir to the Dayton department store fortune in Minnesota and a very left-leaning and unstable. And I mean, literally, he's had psychiatric problems, a governor of Minnesota, no longer there. In any event, Mr. Emmer is the number three Republican in the House whose job is to whip or count votes to pass the Speaker's agenda. He is considered among the front runners, though he could encounter the same issues that dogged Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana Republicans' first failed nominee to replace Mr. McCarthy. Far-right Republican activists have accused Mr. Emmer of being insufficiently supportive of former President Donald J. Trump. Why is that? It's because he's not an election denier. He believes that Joe Biden was legally elected as President of the United States, as by the way, overwhelming percentage of Americans know that to be true. And for goodness sake, we're now much closer to the election of 2024. It's only a year away, which than we are to the election of 2020, which is 3 years away. In any event, they point out that some moderates in the conference were privately unhappy that Tom Emmer did not back an effort to temporarily empower the acting speaker, Representative Patrick T. McHenry of North Carolina. He's not one of the candidates who is trying for speaker, by the way. The other interesting candidate who I think deserves attention and respect, certainly, is Jack Bergman of Michigan, a highly decorated naval aviator and a lieutenant general in the Marine Corps. Marine officers kind of know how to command people when they need to be commanded, right? Jack Bergman. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Last month, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border. That marks the highest monthly figure ever recorded. Among the individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 whose names appear on the terror watch list. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on accessing social media platforms in order to be eligible for the federal funding. Former President Trump has stated that Sidney Powell was never his attorney in light of Powell's plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Trump took to Truth Social to clarify that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell never served as his attorney. He did acknowledge, however, that Powell did a commendable job representing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, Liz Cheney made the observation that it might be good to have a woman as a calming influence on the very uproarious spirits of people in the House of Representatives. I think having a Marine Corps Lieutenant General is also worth considering. Jack Bergman represents Michigan's Upper Peninsula and the northern half of the Lower Peninsula. By the way, for people who haven't been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which I suspect is about 99% of the people who are listening right now, it's honestly one of those places you want to go and see. Because there's a national park up there. You have to take a boat to get to the national park, Isle Royal. And of all the trips to national parks that I've taken with my family, and we've tried to see as many of the national parks as you possibly can. Isle Royal, which is a tremendous habitat for moose and wolves, and when you're camping at Isle Royal, and that's basically the only thing you can do there. There are no roads in Isle Royal. You have to just take a boat, and you get there with your camping supplies, and it's in the middle of Lake Superior, but that would be part of the Upper Peninsula, which you can see on the map is just this little squib of land. It looks like it ought to be part of Wisconsin or Minnesota, but it counts as Michigan. In any event, he's a highly decorated naval aviator. Mr. Bergman has earned cachet with many of the mainstream conservatives, several of whom are military veterans themselves, who opposed Jim Jordan's candidacy and want an experienced leader at the helm. General Bergman has presented himself as a temporary option who would work to steady the ship. That's a good goal. And return normalcy to the House. We need a leader who shuns permanent power and recognizes the current crisis of leadership. General Bergman said in a statement. So that is a possible development. Will it help Rudy Giuliani? It will not help Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani has a charge against the President of the United States, which may go over the line in terms of not only being tough to prove, but being tough to believe. This is the former America's mayor on Newsmax speaking about his one-time friend, at least they claim to be, Joe Biden. Listen.
But let's face it, he's on Iran's side, and he's on Hamas's side. He is not on our side. We don't have a president now really functioning in the best interests of the United States. Plus, he's got a bunch of spies in his administration. This guy is working for Iran. Why? Maybe because they've infiltrated his administration, the way the communists infiltrated Roosevelt's administration.
Okay, first of all, the way the communists infiltrated Roosevelt's administration may be overstating it. Roosevelt was an effective war leader, if nothing else. But the idea that he's working for Iran, the President of the United States, and this is coming at what most observers would say is a conclusion of probably the best 2 weeks of his presidency, because the president has been so decisive and, dare I say it, energetic in trying to mobilize international support for Israel. And this is... in terms of support for Israel, Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, was on CBS Face the Nation. And he was asked a very pertinent question, whether the administration has actually asked Israel to delay the Gaza attacks in order to get back the U.S. and, God willing, other hostages from Hamas. This was Secretary Blinken speaking on that delay. Clip one.
Have you asked the Israeli government to delay in order to give you more time to broker the release of these hostages?
First, step back for a second, because it's important to remember what happened. It's incredible how quickly that gets lost, because it was only a couple of weeks ago that Hamas invaded Israel with its terrorist fighters and slaughtered, and I use that word very deliberately, slaughtered so many people. Again, men, women, young children, babies, old people, you name it. And they continue to rain rockets down on Israel. When I was there a few days ago, we had to take shelter a couple of times because of incoming rockets from Hamas. So my point is this: no country can be expected to tolerate this, to live with this. And as we said from the start, Israel has both the right and even the obligation not only to defend itself, but to try to make sure that, to the best of its ability, this can't happen again.
And there are determined efforts, at least by the administration, as riddled as Rudy Giuliani thinks it is with Iranian spies, to make sure that it never happens again. There's also a word from someone else in the Biden orbit, his former chief of staff, Ron Klain. He was on MSNBC, and he had something to say about some of his fellow Democrats who have simply gone mad in terms of, in the case of Rashida Tlaib, flying the Palestinian flag to celebrate, I guess, what had happened in the October 7th, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, the rest of them. This is Ron Klain talking about the Democrats who have spoken up against Israel. Clip 5.
Is it even possible to bring everyone together in this moment?
Well, I think what the president's doing is the right thing, which is he's focused on what promotes the national security of the United States, which tries to minimize the loss of innocent life, and tries to have the U.S. stand for freedom around the world. And I think that's why the package he sent to Congress to fund the defense of Israel and to help the Ukrainians get the Russians out of their country is the right thing to do. And why the president's been working so hard on humanitarian aid to Gaza also. And so I think it's time for the voices to come down, the work to get done, to join in unequivocally condemning the brutal evil of Hamas and the terrorist attack of October 7th, and then to go on with securing Israel, helping the civilians in Gaza who are innocent victims in all this, and making sure we're defending our allies in Ukraine as well.
And by the way, it's not just defense in Ukraine. It's defense here at home. There was a powerful piece in the Seattle Times that appeared at the end of last week under the heading Day of Resistance and Protest, Language Spreads Fear Among Jews. And by the way, I don't think it's just among Jews, but it definitely is. The piece by Randy Kessler, who's going to be joining us moments from now, says, I witnessed a rally by a student group called Super UW, Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights and Return, at the University of Washington. Their event, officially entitled A Day of Resistance and Protest for Palestine, should have been called A Day to Celebrate Hamas. How do you respond on issues like that? And what happens if the invasion is successful? We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Around the world, there are confrontations that are occurring between sometimes people who just happen to be Jewish, other times they're people who happen to be Jewish, and others who are supportive of Israel and public about it and demonstrating about it, between people with that orientation and that background. Like, we don't even know. There was a lady on the subway in New York who was punched out in the face by a young man who looked at her and said, "You're Jewish." And we don't even know, because the lady hasn't wanted publicity about being assaulted in the subway. There's also the death of a synagogue president in Detroit who was also politically active. 40 years old, was stabbed to death on her driveway, apparently. And they are investigating, and the authorities are investigating her death as a potential hate crime, though there's no evidence as yet about that. One of the organizations that people turn to in the Jewish community and Friends of Israel well outside the Jewish community is Stand With Us. And Randy Kessler, who's a personal friend, we actually worship in the same place. And Randy is the Northwest director of Stand With Us. It's an international nonprofit that educates about Israel, the realities of Israel, and fights anti-Semitism. So Randy, how did it turn out, the so-called Day of Resistance and protests by the Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights and Return? How'd that work out?
Well, thanks for having me back on the show, Michael. It's good to be here. I wish I could be reporting better news, but let's just say the rally at the University of Washington was a robust expression of free speech. and as we know in America, we have a thing called the First Amendment, which allows for broad exercise of free speech. So it was horrifying, frankly, the words that were coming out of people's mouths. But unfortunately, I'm in the business where I've learned to see this as one of the forces that we are up against. And that's why I wanted to expose the language that was used in the piece that I wrote.
Yeah, we've posted your piece at our website at michaelmedved.com, your piece that appeared at the end of last week in the Seattle Times. And apparently one of the things that they have in their toolkit, this organization, is they say resistance comes in all forms: armed struggle, general strikes, and popular demonstrations. All of it is legitimate and all of it is necessary. So general strikes and armed resistance are necessary. The implication is it's also necessary right here in the Seattle area and around the country, right?
That's exactly right. This is why the theme of my op-ed piece was, and the conclusion, frankly, was the fear that this type of language inspires. That's exactly the purpose of it. It's, you know, the acts of terror, not to compare words to acts, but acts of terror are designed to inspire terror, and words like this are similarly designed to inspire fear. I think they succeeded.
And here in the United States, I don't think there are any Jewish institutions that haven't received some kind of threats. I know that there is great concern in the community, particularly things like preschools, and conduct their education for very young people, for pre-kindergarten people all around the country. What's the most important thing for people to do if they want to help reassure friends or they want to keep themselves safe?
That's a good question. The most important thing that Jewish Americans need right now is strength, solidarity, and support. Personally, I can't tell you the number of people, of my friends, non-Jewish, who have reached out to just express their solidarity, ask if we're doing okay, ask if they can help. And the message I want to send to the entire American listener audience that you have is that if you have Jewish friends, reach out to them and let them know that you care, because that would really mean a lot to them.
Well, again, you and I both know a Marine Corps veteran, former Marine officer, not Jewish, who has come to our synagogue several times now just to help with security because mm-hmm. he's also a firearms instructor and also, by the way, a world-renowned opera singer. But he has all those things, and he comes in to show his solidarity and support, and it means a great deal. It just means a lot that other people see this struggle as a essential struggle between good and evil.
You're absolutely right, Michael. You're absolutely right. And the language that, again, has been specifically chosen by these folks with rallies, it's not language of peace. It's not language of partnership. It's not language of resolving the conflict. It's language of war. It's language of inspiring violence, certainly, or rage, maybe not violence, but certainly rage, and rage is a precursor to violence.
What kind of signs did you see at the UW Day of Resistance protest?
Most of the signs are the same. It's not the signs as much that I was paying attention to, it's the chants. The signs, though, run the range from, you know, standard anti-occupation signs to resistance is justified, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. But the chants, the most violent chant, I think, is the one saying, there is only one solution, Intifada, revolution. If you know what an intifada is, it is a violent uprising. Again, those are words of war. And the signs and the words that were spoken all contributed to an environment of extreme rage. And again, I understand rage, but what we're worried about is that spilling over into violence, into intimidation, into harassment. And I think many of the ways that this is being manifest now, frankly, and is victimizing, is in comments to Jewish children in junior high schools and high schools, middle schools and high schools around the nation, because we are seeing a tremendous uptick in reports of intimidation, harassment, bullying, and also we're seeing, frankly, teachers, including at some of the area's elite schools, violating their own guidance of checking into sources and looking for the reputability of the source before you go and present it as fact to your children.
Well, there's also problems. You were talking about chants. I know one of the chants that they'd used apparently at UW was, you have tanks, we have hang gliders, all glory to the resistance fighters.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're talking about all glory to people who kidnap and murder people in their homes. And that's kind of scary when you're living right next door to other Americans. And then, the whole idea of the, from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will be free. What that basically means is erasing Israel from the map, which, by the way, in terms of all of the schools that are UN-funded in Gaza and elsewhere, they don't have maps with Israel. Israel doesn't appear on those maps. So it's not a question of getting wiping Israel off the map. It's because the map doesn't conclude it anyway. It's a question now of getting new and more accurate maps. By the way, a very encouraging YouGov poll that was just released. They asked people, do you consider Israel a friend or an enemy? 13% enemy, 68% friend. How do people get more info about Stand With Us, Randy?
Go to standwithus.com and you will see the Situation Room, which is updated daily with information about the conflict and about what people can do to help.
I appreciate it to Randy Kessler and for everything that you do as such a loyal and public-spirited citizen of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.